Excitement's a fickle thing. I don't quite get it. Banjo-Kazooie, Baron Bird Duel from Rare's old 3D platformers back on the N64. If I remember right, released in 1999 or 98? 99, I believe. Announced for Smash Bros. Ultimate. Internet goes crazy. Why? Here's what I don't get. They had 4 games. Banjo-Kazooie, Banjo-Tooie, Banjo-Kazooie, Gruntilda's Revenge, or Gruntilda's Revenge, or however you pronounce the witch's name, and Banjo-Kazooie Nuts and Bolts. Of those, most people think fondly of the first two on N64. You get some on the Xbox who absolutely adore it, but most people, at least my experience, it's not good. And God help me, I tried. The Game Boy game, no one's played. Except for like me and 2 other people on this planet. So, Banjo-Kazooie comes out as a character on Smash Bros. Melee. I'm sorry, Ultimate. People go crazy. And this is what I don't get. Why? So, anyone who's going crazy for this, or let me rephrase that, the people I've seen going crazy for this are all like young 20-somethings, if not younger. I mean, the footage they showed for Nintendo World Fair, nobody in that audience that was going absolutely bonkers looked older than like 18. And at least my impression of the Smash Brothers community is that Smash Brothers as a series is probably as old as most of the players in the Smash Brothers community. You know, so maybe this is just me speaking as an old man in my late 30s that just doesn't get it. But the truth is, I just don't get it. Why the hype over Banjo-Kazooie? Like, really, look at the series. The first game, absolutely phenomenal. Tight. Great 3D platformer. Great levels, great bosses. Not the greatest game of all time, but easily one of N64's best games. Banjo-Tooie comes out, it's almost more like a Metroidvania. The worlds are sprawling. You have to revisit worlds constantly as you get new abilities. The worlds interconnect. It's not bad, but it's almost exhausting with how big that game is. I mean, I tried playing it a couple of times. I get about 15 hours in, which the first game takes about 10 hours to beat, maybe. But about 15 hours in, you, one, don't feel like you've scratched the surface, and two, it just feel exhausted by the entire experience. And I get that Banjo-Tooie came out in about 2000 or so. So that definitely is a time of your game needs to be 60 hours or else people are not going to buy it. Which is just silly in its own right. But anyways, that's Banjo-Tooie for you. It was also kind of the point too where Rare was getting a bit sarcastic. Like they kind of had that Conker's Bad Fur Day vibe going on in everything that they did. And it kind of leaked over to Banjo-Tooie a bit. Again, the more cruder humor didn't kill it, but it's just overall, that game just makes me tired thinking about it. And then the Game Boy game, which is basically a 2D version of either one of the 3D ones, which actually worked out pretty well, but at least 14 years ago, I couldn't really muster up the interest to stick with it more than an hour or two. And then Nuts and Bolts, which, I mean, it has Banjo-Kazooie in it, but it's kind of like a Minecraft slash Lego slash create your own car thing. It's, I don't know, it's not, I don't want to say it's good, because that's being awfully generous with it, but I'm sure I know it has its audience, and I'm glad people like it, but still, just ugly art style, just weird mechanics, empty worlds, confusing worlds. I mean, it really is more of a racing game than anything else, but it's just weird. It feels unfocused. And I tried at least two or three times to get into that and just kind of abandoned it 3 or 4 hours in each time. So, once again, Banjo-Kazooie, long-lost Nintendo brethren, born on N64, purchased by Microsoft, and moved over to Xbox with kind of a hope that they would be, I'm assuming, a family-friendly franchise for them to have alongside Halo and whatever else. Finally, back on a Nintendo platform in Smash Brothers, which I love Smash Brothers, but just the open invitation to all these characters that have never been on a Nintendo platform, or at least not on a Nintendo platform in a proper manner, getting into Smash Brothers is just weird. It's Snake, Joker, Cloud, I'm looking at all of you. So, Banjo-Kazooie getting back into it, and just all these people just completely losing their minds. I don't know. Somebody on Twitter mentioned that they believe it's rose-tinted glasses, that they have a nostalgia for this character that they don't even know why they have this nostalgia for this character, but they do, and can't be more ecstatic about him being in. Great. Great. I like Banjo-Kazooie as a character. They're fine. Their moveset looks neat. I'm not into Smash Brothers the way that I was 15 years ago, but it's cool to see them in the game. And it's cool that there is a history, or at least a very loose, flimsy history of Banjo-Kazooie in Smash Brothers. High school rumors back when the first Smash Brothers came out being that Nintendo of America was going to replace Jigglypuff in Super Smash Brothers on N64 with Banjo-Kazooie in order to go ahead and appeal more to the international audience. So, I didn't believe it back then, just because that seemed like a lot of work for a game that Nintendo of America was very hesitant to bring out in the United States to begin with. And of course, it turned out to be false, or at least it didn't happen, because Jigglypuff has been in there since the beginning. But it's kind of cool that, at least there's that long-standing rumor that's been around for 20 years. So to see Banjo-Kazooie in there now is neat. And if there's any benefit to this, is that maybe we'll actually see a proper, good Banjo-Kazooie game come out on something like the Switch, or Xbox One, or whatever. I think Microsoft is starting to figure out that, going ahead and spreading your franchises out a little bit is probably a good thing for them. Banjo-Kazooie may not do well on Xbox, but would probably do decently well on Nintendo Switch. You look at something like Minecraft, which is on everything, and I'm not positive that they're publishing it, but Super Lucky's Tale, which I've heard nothing but negative comments from people about the original game, but to see that kind of getting a updated, hopefully good version on the Switch, is kind of interesting. And the fact that I don't think that is coming to anything but Switch, I could be wrong, I haven't done any research, I'm kind of doing this completely off the cuff, but I'm willing to bet that they have, they being Microsoft, have some kind of ownership in Super Lucky's Tale. So, yeah, we'll see. If this gets us a new 3D Banjo-Kazooie, that is, yeah, hopefully as good as the first, that would be absolutely phenomenal. But we'll see. Probably more of a wishful thinking. You know, probably better to let certain franchises just rest and die. But I don't know. I mean, again, people love it. And you look at something like Yooka-Laylee, which was so going to be this big Banjo-Kazooie revival or spiritual revival, and that kind of fell flat. And I mean, I miss my 3D platformers. I would not scuff at one. They're still some of the only games that I can sit down and get mildly obsessed with and want to do everything in before going ahead and getting bored and moving on to something else. So, you know, maybe again, it's the fact that I've been playing these types of games and continue to play, you know, in quotes, kind of classic, you know, 16, 8-bit spiritual games, if you will. But yeah, I guess we'll see. So, if any of you, if anyone's even listening to this, have any ideas or any thoughts about this, why Banjo-Kazooie is such a, I don't know, such a spark with the Smash Brothers community, or Smash Brothers player, or just the, you know, like, you know, general Twitterverse at all. Like, I'd love to hear it. I'd love to have an idea why this is getting such traction. And yeah. Any ideas? And on that note, people's hate for the heroes in Dragon Quest is just infuriating, but like, I'm not shocked that people have no clue that who what Dragon Quest is. It's amazing to me that, you know, probably Japan's biggest franchise, biggest system, or not system seller, because I think that might still be Pokemon, but one of Japan's biggest, you know, if not the biggest, is just, you know, an obscure title that people in the West just seem to have no clue about. You know, the JRPG. It just boggles. I mean, at least know about it. You know, at least recognize, oh yeah, that's Dragon Quest. Cool. But that's another keen insight on another day. Follow me on Twitter, Geen82, G-E-E-N-8-2.